Can you hear me? Good morning, sir. Can you hear me? Okay, but just hold on for a moment. We're waiting for some others to come into the room, and I need to make one phone call on your behalf, sir. I mean, at this time, sir. So just hold on for a moment, sir. All right. Yes, may I speak with Mr. Randall, please? Yes, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. It is our understanding that you wish to participate in the hearing for Mr. Gonzalez this morning. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay, if you just hold on, and we will call on you at the appropriate time. The hearing is just now getting ready to start. So, those present and those on the phone, the Honorable Mr. David Leo will serve as the conductor lead for this hearing. So the next voice you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. David Leo. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a full hearing for Ernest Gonzalez, ADC number 58534. We have four members of the board present today. I'm going to go ahead and introduce those at this time. To my very far right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. And to her left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman. My name is David Neal, and I'll be getting into the hearing this morning. Also, we have representatives from the County Attorney's Office, the Richmond side, and also have attorneys for you. And I'm going to give just a very, very brief summary of what we are doing this morning, and then going to start talking about how we're going to conduct this today. So we're serving several life sentences plus two other sentences. At the time that you do their crime, that's when they're aggravated up and end up in the situation they did. Your first sentence is a death penalty, which I understand is under litigation at this time. And all of the charges and everything is in the process because it's a death penalty. Then you have a life for burglary in the first degree, and that one is what we would be considering paroling you to the next consecutive sentence of being aggravated assault. Okay, because of the nature of the information given to you by your counsel, I'm going to talk to your legal representative this time. If you would approach the podium, please.
Thank you, Mr. Neal, members of the board. My name is Leticia Marcus, and I am an attorney with the Federal Public Defender's Office, Capital Habeas Unit. Our office has represented Mr. Gonzalez since 1999, and I have represented him since 2000. He is currently under a sentence of death, and we are appealing his sentence and all related convictions and sentences. We've written this for twice. We understand that that these parole dates come up, and we're sort of in a little bit of a strange situation because he's still litigating all these convictions and death sentence and all the facts related to what the burglary is also related to the death sentence and everything else. So we have asked the board if there's a way to waive or delay the parole determination until his litigation is complete, because we understand necessarily the board would ask questions about the crime and the underlying facts, And so our recommendation to Mr. Gonzalez would be that he not answer them at this point. Also, another added issue with Mr. Gonzalez, as you can tell by the packet that was submitted, is that he is incompetent. We've been litigating his competency issue for what we've suspected it since we got on the case originally and have litigated it for 12 or more years. And he's been evaluated by several doctors. He's had at least 8 doctor reports, including from state doctors and neutral court doctors, who have all determined that he has schizophrenia, delusional disorder, psychotic disorder. The one doctor for the Attorney General's office said that she couldn't parse out between the malingering and his psychotic disorder. So even she agreed that there is some psychosis. He was at a state mental hospital for a number of months, and there he was observed 24 hours and treated. And that doctor agreed that he was genuinely psychotic and definitely psychotic. So we've submitted all the information, supporting documentation for that, and that's to let the board know just what his mental state is and what we're dealing with. He's able to, according to the doctors, and I think this board has experienced it.
Hopefully that disconnected. Thank you.
I wonder if it froze for a while.
Okay, now let's see if we can get back connected here sometime. Let's hope that we can get back to
him. It got quiet, and I thought, that's unusual.
I thought that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice, but it was...
We kind of leaned over, toward where the phone comes out, and I just thought he was resting.
Yeah, he was resting, but he didn't know. I was watching to see
him. He didn't move.
Well, I'm going to try again, and then I'll get on the telephone and see if this does not work this time, but I will give it another try.
People still holding their hands, it might not.
Yeah, we've been having some audiovisual difficulties for a while.
North Central, and
here we go. Let's
see if it's going to work.
Nope.
It's not working on...
It's busy, so he's probably holding the
between
headset.
Between us
still.
And him, it's not working, so let me... Technical problems. Today seems to be his day for technical challenges. Let's see if it's on our end or on his end. Okay.
When it works.
Hello, Ms. Wagner.
Yeah.
I am going to hang up, and I'm going to ask you to hang up, and I'm going to call you back once we can get him on the line again. We lost him at this time, so if you just hang up, and then I'm going to get back to you very shortly.
All right.
Okay, thank you. We're not going to do anything until we get you. Thank you, ma'am.
Hello, you have reached the Arizona State Prison Complex Flex. Please listen carefully to the following directions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 2 and the 4-digit extension. To each complex
unit. Wait while I transfer your call.
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Premacy. Again, we had the Central, and on our end or on your end, we lost technology. Let me see, maybe I'm coming back at this time. We found them again, therefore I don't need to worry you this time. Thank you. We hope that the technology will work.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Hold one second. Let me see if I can get we're back again. We're going to see if it's going to work this time. So nothing has transpired since you were on the line. So we're back now.
Thank you.
If you could just state your name again, and take up where you were when it went off on us.
So, for the record, my name is Leticia Marcus, and I'm a supervising attorney at the Federal Public Defender's Office. And I represent Mr. Gonzalez and his federal appeals. So I was giving you a rundown of his mental health history. His first diagnosis of schizophrenia was in 1986, before this crime. And his latest mental health report was in 2016. And the same doctor who saw him in 2016 saw him in 2006. And states that his psychotic disorder and schizophrenia is the same, although with some different obsessions and delusions. And some of them surround his legal status, which include that he is not under a sentence of death. I want to reiterate that these crimes are under appeal, and we request that the board not ask him questions about the facts of his crime, and I know that puts you in a difficult position. We would object to that at this point. And I'm available to answer any specific questions. I know it's a very big packet, and we tried to make it as easy as possible with the exhibits, but just to understand with what we're dealing with. So if the board has any questions, I'm happy to answer them. His appeal is currently in the Ninth Circuit, and that's sort of the final federal appeals.
Okay, well, after reading the letter that you presented about the appeals and those conditions and everything else, my question to you is, would you like to continue the hearing?
I would like to continue it until he's done with his appeals and until he's competent.
Okay, I'm not sure how the process works. When Ames pops up in Ames and says, oh, it's parole time, and parole hearing time and the procedures. So I'm not sure whether, in the instance that it comes up again, that you want to continue it rather than to go through this. I'm not sure.
I would like to.
Everything was coming in and people coming in, so we couldn't really continue it before today.
I don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want to frustrate the board. And so, we've tried to work that out in the past. We could certainly try again to work it out. We have several clients in this situation that are older clients whose underlying crimes are coming up for parole, and it's going to be not the incompetency part, but it's going to be the same thing for the clients. So we've been trying to work something out, and we'll continue to try so that we're not wasting anybody's time.
I find, as one board member, I would find it very difficult to make an honest, informed decision without being able to talk to the inmate. And specifically, we do ask about it because, try to see what the changes are. Even if they were here 6 months ago, things changed.
Right.
And I understand fully about that. And the other thing that happened was if we started talking to him, he might go off track. And I could ask him a question that's perfectly okay with you, but his answer is absolutely not okay with you. And it is on recording. So I think the best thing to do would be to look at doing a continuance. And I'm going to ask the county judge representative, do you have any objection to that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office would have no objection based on the procedural posture of the case to either continuing it, or if the board's policies and procedures require it, perhaps the board can just do a one-year set-off, and then at that point we can see where his Ninth Circuit appeal is at that point. That would be my suggestion, but at this point the American County Attorney's Office has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you.
Since we do not have our, since we don't have our attorney in the room representing us, would you have an objection, ma'am, to a one-year set-off?
I do not.
Please move forward with a one-year set-off if the board sees fit.
So, okay, I'm not quite sure I'm following. Just make a motion to have a one-year set-off for...
Yeah, just a motion based upon information presented by... you have to give these names and positions, but based upon the information that's been provided to the board.
My co-counsel just informed me that under the statute, the board is allowed to set it off for a year.
Yes, you're aware of that. That's why we're trying to play it safe so that we won't get in trouble. So that's why we can have a 1 year set off without any problems whatsoever. You can't catch us on that one. If you have a 2 year set off, then you'll be back out for some of that.
Well, okay, so I think based on everything I heard, I think what I'm gonna do is based on all the information provided by the Ms. Marka, the inmate's representative, and no objection from Mr. Elias from Maricopa County Attorney's Office. And the information is about the condition of the mental condition of Mr. Gonzalez and the fact that we have litigation for his charges going to appeal at this time in the Ninth Circuit. I'm going to move to have a 1 year set off for the term for the next hearing, and hopefully by then the other litigation, everything will be done so that we can, you know, actually have a hearing and make a decision. Seven.
So the record is we continue with the 1 year set off?
The record is, yes, we continue with
continue
the 1 year set off. And at that time, the Department of Corrections will certify him for that hearing and around the year from now, and then it will come to the board. So we will hear from the Department of Corrections first, and then they always certify then it comes to us. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a reminder that the victim was on the phone. She had planned on seeing something, so make sure if we...
Yes, ma'am.
If she understands going on, maybe she won't want to. And I also just wanted to ask for clarification. Is this a denial then? Is it just a setup, or is it a...
When you say, is it a denial, we're denying him. We are continuing it at this time. But we're not denying or approving. We're just continuing it at this time.
But I do
agree that we should hear from the victim. That I do agree with you 100%. Mr. Wagner, you heard what has happened at the request of Mr. Gonzalez's attorney, and with the concurrence of the state attorney's office. The board has voted for a 1 year set off. We know that you were going to make a statement. Do you want to make your statement now, or do you wish to wait until this until the hearing a year from now, ma'am?
I've just got a couple of questions I would like to ask the board.
Yes, ma'am.
Why hasn't anyone brought up that Gonzalez was sentenced in a court of law? He was found guilty of first degree murder. He received the death penalty, and I was in the courtroom when the sentence was put on him, and this was death sentence. And I was in the courtroom, and after the judge sentenced him to death, he turned around, and the first time he's ever spoken to me, he turned around and looked right at me and said, "You fucking bitch." Only words. Now, how did he know who I was? How did he know that I was sitting in the courtroom? But there's never been any remorse. When he was stabbing my husband and I was begging him to leave us alone, he never said one word. But all of a sudden, when he gets the death penalty, and I guess he didn't like that, he turned around and called me a stupid bitch. So I am very upset with the justice system. I think you guys have completely overlooked the fact that he committed murder, and he had a choice. He could have left. that he wanted to stab my husband 7 times, stabbed me twice. So, part about him being schizophrenic now, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was trying to rob our house to get money to probably buy drugs. But you guys aren't looking at the real. I care. It's been over 28 years, and he is still sitting on death row, and I am not getting. I am so tired of being a victim. I don't want to be a victim anymore. Do you hear me? I want you guys to do your job. Look at the facts. He was found guilty of first-degree murder. So why are you guys even bringing up that he's schizophrenic now? He's schizophrenic right now. So what does that put me?
Now, we're not bringing that up. We are based upon, my interpretation, is based upon information that's been presented that he is appealing in the Ninth Circuit Court. And we don't know what that appeal will result in, but we have no idea whatsoever. Therefore, the board is giving that court an opportunity to make this ruling, and then the board will hold this hearing at that time. So, so that's the reason that we're doing it at this time. And I do sympathize and understand with you. We're always concerned about the victims. And you will get a fair hearing before this board as a victim whenever it comes before, but as much as it is at this particular moment, it's our understanding, as a non-lawyer, it is my understanding that it is before the Ninth Circuit Court at this time, and we await that appeal.
Right, date, have the date, I know about that.
And once that appeal comes, then we can move forward. We're not counseling anything, we're not making any decisions whatsoever. So, but we are always, I say this without a doubt, the board is always concerned about the victims as well. Yes, ma'am.
So you know what the date is then, right, for the Ninth Circuit?
No, ma'am, I do not know that. The board does not know that, no, ma'am.
Well, I know that. Would you like me to tell you?
Yes, ma'am, you feel free to tell us.
December 12th.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So you're really keeping up with it, and we really appreciate it. And
I just still have to just wait then. Everything, another day goes by, nothing's being done. Just have to wait until the Ninth Circuit then discusses this case.
Until the Ninth Circuit and or he is recertified by the Department of Corrections to come before this board in about a year from now, one or the other. Yes, ma'am. We're sorry for that, but we're still waiting to hear from the Ninth Circuit at this particular time. And then if it's not in a year from now, then the board will make a determination whether to continue or whether to move forward and make its determination whether to have a 412B hearing at that time.
I just wish you guys would air this in a timely manner.
Yes, ma'am.
28 years is way too long, and I'm getting so much older now that, and I have to be there to watch him be executed. This is my main goal right now. He was sentenced to death, and he has to die, and I have to be there to watch him take his last breath, just like I had to watch my husband take his last breath.
Yes, ma'am. We understand.
Anybody understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your time.
And thank you so very much, and thanks for your understanding. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, anything else to come before the board at this time? Hearing nothing else to come before the board at this time, this hearing is over. Thank you so very much. And thank you so very much, Ms. Wagner, for your participation by phone. And thank you so very much, your county attorney representing the state. And thank you so very much for representing the federal government. Thanks again. The hearing is over.